Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories. Here we go. Game 7 at the Garden this afternoon. The Knicks and the Pacers in a packed house and the best team song in the land.
We are the New York Knicks. Say, go New York, go New York, go!
The Knicks and Pacers met six times in the 90s and 2000 in the playoffs, each winning three times, and the rivalry has certainly been renewed in this second-round playoff series, all tied at three. 1010 Winds reporter Darius Radzius is in Midtown and joins us with the latest. Darius?
Well, Los Angeles Harry's is now filling up with Knicks fans. They're claiming their seats at the bar or at the tables, ready to cheer on their team. It's expected to get loud here just a couple of blocks away from Madison Square Garden, where the Knicks will be playing in a must-win Game 7 of the Eastern Semi-Conference against the Pacers. The fans are easy to pick out here. Many are wearing Knicks hats, jerseys, shirts, and with less than 2 hours away from the tip-off, excitement here is building up. Vinny from Bridgewater, New Jersey, is here with his friends.
And I'm confident, yeah, I'm confident, but a little nervous. They got to win this game. I mean, I'm going to be very upset if they lose.
Now, he says he's hopeful to see the Knicks win here today and move on to face the Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals. Darius Radzius, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in Midtown.
And tip-off at the Garden is a little bit after 3:30. It's part of the New York experience of finding an apartment, the broker's fee, the commission paid to an agent in return for assistance in finding the apartment. Typically, landlords hire a broker to fill a vacancy and then pass along that expense to the new tenant. City Councilman Chi Asse introduced a bill to change that.
Eliminating this fee for tenants, or at least shifting the responsibility on whomever hires the broker, will definitely make a dent in the housing crisis that we're seeing in our city.
Because right now, usually, the tenants are forced to pay that broker's fee. A public hearing on the bill is set for June 12th at City Hall. There are plenty more events today in the five boroughs that are closing down streets, including the third annual Asian American Pacific Islander Culture and Heritage Parade, heading up 6th Avenue from 44th Street to 55th Street. Dr. Bindu Babu is co-chair of the New York City Asian American Pacific Islander Parade.
What's really nice about this parade is that many of us may not be able to travel to these countries to see this firsthand. But if you come to the parade, you will see at least a little synapse of what each country is, you know, a little screen of, you know, their colors and what their music sounds like and what they wear.
The parade is expecting 70 plus organizations and participants this year, plus 100 or so classic cars expected to be in this year's parade. Quite a haul from a pizza fundraiser on Long Island.
31,000 pizza pies were sold in one day, and it raised more than $180,000 for the family of Jonathan Diller and three charities that support police officers. Anthony Lorino says pizzerias from all over donated $5 for each pie they sold.
We had a pizzeria in South Carolina also. How crazy is that? South Carolina.
NYPD Detective Jonathan Diller was killed in March. He left behind his wife and his toddler son, Ryan. At Phil's Pizzeria in Syosset, Stephanie Diller said she's had some low moments since his death.
When I look at Ryan in his eyes, I remember that I have Jonathan with me still. He lives in my heart.
She said her husband was a generous hero, and the donation continues his spirit. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM on Long Island.
The infamous portal that opened up in Manhattan connecting Dublin to New York City is now reopened. The sculpture, which is right next to the Flatiron Building, is identical to one located on the streets of Dublin. The portal had to be temporarily shut down a week after it was first unveiled on May 8th because some visitors were holding up disturbing images in both Dublin and Manhattan. Officials are addressing that today in a joint statement from Portals.org, Dublin City Council, and the Flatiron Nomad Partnership. Says the live stream restarted today at 9 a.m. in New York City and 2 p.m. in Dublin. In less than a week of operation, the portal has attracted tens of thousands of visitors and garnered some 2 billion online impressions.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.